Part of hanging out live at Lions training camp is we get a chance to talk to some of the players, some of the new faces on the team. Yep. And joining us now, it's Grant Stewart, comes from the Colts, previously the Buccaneers, previously Mr. Irrelevant. There but here you are. Welcome to Detroit. What are your impressions like so far?
I like the food. The food is better than Indy for certain. The weather is favorable so far anyways. loving the culture here, loving going to work every day. Loving the challenges that are, brought in front of me and loving the team.
So is that food just inside the facility or
That's food everywhere. Yeah,
what's your favorite kind of food?
I personally like Tex-Mex. So, I mean, that's hard to do anywhere but Texas.
I didn't think we're famous for our Tex-Mex. But
Nah. But just like, you can find a $25 meal and you can find a $200 meal. You know what I'm saying? And other places – the $25 meal is not a great meal, but you can find some nice fast food chains in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like it so far. I'm a big Uber Eats guy. You know what I'm saying? Big sit at the house, order everything to the crib type guy. You know what I'm saying?
So we were talking before we went on air, and you were talking about some of the teammates that you guys got in that room. A lot of experience in Alex Anzalone, Ezekiel Turner. What's it like for you being in that room?
I love being in that room. It's a lot of experience. But being in that room is just the standard from the top down. Like, there's no lack of enforced standard, as you get further down the depth chart, as far as even player to player, peer to peer, coach to player. I'm expected to know everything Alex is expected to know, and I'm expected to play to the same level as anybody else in that room. So, having some guys that are able to answer your questions, and able to, demonstrate, positive things on tape. So I can look at that and be like, okay, cool. I seen how he did that. Now I can do that. Just from a special teams perspective, but really just from a defensive perspective too.
Oh, when you mentioned you're supposed to know exactly what those guys are supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, these guys have been in the defense a little bit longer than you have. What's the challenges that you have of getting up to their level of understanding this defense?
Yeah. I mean, Shep will say everybody got the same iPad, so
right.
Catch up quick.
So when I go to the hotel in the evenings, studying the playbook with that I'm provided with, but also studying those guys running those plays in the previous years and seeing how maybe Alex will play this set in this call and what step he might take if he sees, this formation, rather than just saying, versus this call, this is what I'm supposed to do. Those guys answer all my questions as well. So, I mean, you can ask Deron and Zeke. I remember calling Zeke at, like, maybe 1 in the morning asking him, hey, man, what do I got on this and that? Like, it's not really clear in the iPad. And he's like, man, you good, man?
I'm
like,
yeah. How does he answer the phone at 1 in the morning?
Yeah, he's like, what's up, bro? And I'm like, did I wake you up? And he's like, nah, you good, man. I'm like, nah, I definitely woke you up. For sure.
We're talking to Grant Stewart. He's a new Lion, comes over from Indianapolis. Couple stops. Why Detroit? Why was this the right fit for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was in free agency. I was making a decision between a few different teams. And for me, it was all about, I had teams saying, oh, if you come here, you'll be the best guy. If you come here, we have a plan for you, all this type of stuff. But I really wanted to go somewhere where I felt like the culture matched me as a person. And that allowed me to improve at the things that I want to improve on. If I want to improve as an open field tackler, I need to go to a team that tackles in practice. I need to go to a team that values special teams if I want to be the best special teamer in the league. I want to go to a team where, maybe me being a little too aggressive isn't the end of planet Earth, and that's happened to me before. And I hate that, frankly. And
is that possible in a game of football? Have you been told you're too aggressive?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, especially when we don't have pads on. Yeah.
I can't imagine Dan Campbell ever telling someone.
I think we found out who instigated some of those brawls last week.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
A little bit.
So talk about your style of play then. I know Colts fans said we're going to love you, hair on fire, that type of game. You mentioned linebacker special teams. Just what is your game?
I mean, for me, it's I just be crashing out, you know what I'm saying? I just – if I see something, I commit to it, and I just mentally, physically put everything on the line for that play, and I'm not going to second guess myself, you know, which definitely helps on special teams and helps on defense, but you got to kind of throttle that down a little bit when you get out there on defense. But yeah, man, I like to shoot, man. I like to go. I feel like I'm physical, and I'm just gonna give as much effort as I possibly can, and not just while during the play, but also in preparation leading up to the game and stuff like that. Yeah,
I'd love to hear your perspective on special teams. You've talked a little bit about it already, but mm-hmm. a lot of young players will say, "No, I'm a linebacker. I'm a tackle. I'm this or that. I want to be a position guy."
Yeah.
How has special teams added to what you can do and your opportunities?
When I got to Tampa, I could tell that there was a lot of folks didn't know who I was.
Right.
And I knew that, you know, it was more of the GM, special teams guys who were valuing me and evaluating me leading up to the draft when I got there. And to be honest, if I would have had my first start as a rookie, I was not ready to play linebacker in this league, you know, just as far as block destruction, responsibility, coming under control and stuff like that. But special teams has allowed me to be and stay afloat so that I can continue to improve and get better at the things that I need to get better at. But, you know, if you're not going to be the linebacker of all linebackers, then you better be, you know, a demon on special teams. And, you know, that's what my coach told me when I was as a rookie. And so that's – I kind of always, you know, play that way, take it, you know, more serious sometimes than, you know, some of the defense stuff just because, you know, there's no telling what role I'm going to have defensively on this team, offense, whatever. There's no really telling what that's going to look like, but I'm going to be on kickoff, you know. So,
right.
So I can really mentally focus and physically develop techniques to dominate the opportunity that I know I'm guaranteed to have if I, you know, dress up in the Lions gear, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I've always kind of mentally thought about it, you know, coming from a guy that played nickel, running back, safety, nine technique, all type of stuff when I was in college. I played maybe four or five games at linebacker, and still I was kind of just flying around finding the football. That was that COVID year, so we got our season cut short. And so, you know, coming into the league was always a mentality of every day I want to get better at something when it comes to playing linebacker in the box. But I want to dominate every special teams rep. And my responsibility is to know what to do defensively, continue to get better. But at the same time, it's like, yo, like, you are going to be on special teams. What are you going to bring to the table? You know, and there's been many times in my career where maybe it's coming down to me and another guy at the end of camp. And even if he's a little bit better of a linebacker than me, but I'm way better than this guy on kickoff and punt, and I'm trustworthy. I haven't given up a block, you know, little things like that. And I even talk to the young guys out there. I'm like, hey, man, out there on Thursday, like, special teams, like, that's when you got to spin, you know. And so, yeah, man, and it's one of them things that's mano-a-mano, not a whole lot of thinking. It's me versus you. And I love that aspect of the game. And there's certain times in defense where that happens. Third and 10, you're in man coverage, you know, or on the 1 yard line. It's me versus this guy, you know. But a lot of it is turning into scheme and finding an open guy and fooling the defense, you know. But special teams, it's none of that. It's none of that. You know that this guy's trying to block you when you line up. And you got to beat him. So I enjoy that quite a lot.
Love that answer.
Yeah.
I know you do. I'm watching you, big grin on your face. Well, we're out here. We're looking to see who stands out. Thursday, we're going to be, you mentioned Thursday, looking to see who stands out.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some impressions, too, coming into this being your first camp with the Lions. Mm-hmm. Who should we look out for this week?
I like 42 on the offense, the running back. I like him a lot. Who else do I like? I would say I like Pitt a whole lot at linebacker. And 17, Cap. Cap been going crazy. So I'm excited to see what he put out there on tape and on special teams as well. You know, he's a guy that really wants to be here, guy that really wants to improve, never shies from taking his reps and stuff like that. When you're running with the twos and the threes, because maybe some guys are taking practice off or dealing with some nagging, whatever, and, you know, you might have 17 reps in a row, and that's a guy I see. He ain't complaining anything, and he performs at a high level under exhaustion. So I'm excited to see him out there in the field, for sure.
Well, it's good catching up. It's good to meet you. Grant Stewart, new linebacker, new special teams ace for the Detroit Lions.
Yes, sir.
It's 97.1.